This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Damn, Skippy, we starting now. Happy Tuesday to you right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man name off the roster. It is John Lopez, Reginald Atitula, and Figgy Fig. Wearing his nice pink New Day shirt in order to get in the good graces of one Sean Pendergast, I believe. Let's get it going.
Are they still around?
I don't think the New Day's together. Really? And I say this as someone who does not watch wrestling, but I know that.
I don't watch it at all.
Because Big E got hurt, right?
Big E got hurt. He's a commentator now.
Okay.
Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston are still together, but they're bad guys now.
That doesn't sound like that
New
works.
New Day music anymore.
Are they cheaters?
Cheater, yes,
because I feel like when you got
cheat
the
to win,
because what Kofi's the slim one, right? Kofi's like the real slim one. I feel like when you got a slim wrestler and they go bad, they got to be a cheater, they got to be one of them.
They
folks.
Hit you in the midsection without that the referee looking,
mess around and poke you in the eyes, that type of junk.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, I didn't. That was your entirely unintended wrestle talk for the day here in the loop, but get involved with the program 713-572-4610 on the text line. Also, much appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. For the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch, 610 Houston. And as I told the fellas in the handoff, in the crosstalk, I am still flabbergasted.
You should be.
By how the NBA draft lottery fell. It was one of those situations where, I'm going to be completely honest, I have to blame myself for this. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about the possibility of a Cooper flag, we talked about it long enough that my dumb brain was like,
"Oh, I might be too."
Oh, but that would be really fun. Yeah, like my brain was just like, "Oh, this is going to be great."
Yeah.
And
I was the same one over here, like, "Man, I don't think it's happening."
Right. And that's the fact of the matter is, I shouldn't have thought of it as happening. But I got myself into that place. But what if?
Yeah.
And I did it long enough to where I was thinking about it and seeing. Not gonna lie. In fact, is there the audio? Can you give me the audio of this here of the Rockets actually? When we're going through the lottery, and I'm before we even had the opportunity for that dream to really land in, before I had the opportunity to really envision it happening.
Welp.
I was just sitting there. I was like, all right, 14, yeah, that's fine. We not going to be there.
Yeah.
13, 12, cool. 11, all right, who going to be? Which suckers now, are picking 10th?
Now, was this right before break? Because they
No.
Or they kept going like 10, 9?
Yeah, we got pretty deep into this before we got to break. Because I think, thankfully, the NBA has recognized it. They are not the NFL in trying to make everything into a TV program.
Don't make this an hour, man.
Yeah. Dude, I hated when they used to have the draft lottery as an hour. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Pick the ping pong balls and let's go.
Give us 15 minutes and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And so thankfully they did it as a 30-minute show. So, this was the second segment and they moved through it. But we got to that 10. I was like, which suckers are picking 10?
Yeah.
Pick number 10 will be made by the Houston Rockets.
And I was like, oh, it was our
Houston suckers. Receives this pick from Phoenix due to multiple previous trades.
Yeah.
Yeah, our suckers are picking 10th. So I was like, all right, look. I had to then get into the cope mindset where I was like, look, it's fine.
Yeah.
But that did mean the Mavericks moved up. And I was like, all right, whatever, man.
Yeah.
But I was like, 10, thankfully, one thing that you could say, this is a draft in which at 10, you still have a very good opportunity to select a good basketball player in a way that I don't think you can say definitively in other years.
I think there's some information out there that would say it's still kind of a crapshoot. I think, if you judge, what some people have said, it's about a 25% chance that they'll be, quote-unquote, an upper-tier player. So there's a chance, but this draft might be better, and it might be higher numbers than that.
Yeah. So there's that. But then when we kept going, this is where the kind of, it got wild for me, because not only did the Mavericks move up from 11th, also the Spurs moved up from maybe having the seventh or eighth best odds, something in that that range. Obviously, they had two picks in the lottery. Those two teams end up now having the first and second picks, respectively, with the likes of the Utah Jazz and the Charlotte Hornets and who else? The Washington Wizards all falling out of that of their highest opportunity chances to get those top picks in the lottery. All of them, I think 14% chance they all end up outside of the top four. And the Dallas Mavericks, notoriously months after selecting or after trading Luka Doncic away to the Lakers for a return that nobody would agree was commensurate. Now they have the clear path to select Cooper Flagg in the 2025 draft. And I've got to let you know, there's a lot of people, including two people that I'm looking at, that are looking at the NBA like, oh, so y'all rigged this, huh?
Yeah. No, it very much felt like it. It looked like it. Figgy, we talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
We were talking about the 10% and above chance. There were five teams with a 10% or better chance, et cetera. And I
Rockets had a 3.8% chance, and the Dallas Mavericks, get this, 1.9% chance.
I want to get to that.
Okay.
I want to get to that.
All right.
So, and we said, well, what if the Mavericks with a 1.8, whatever it was, 1.8, 1.9, happened to do it? And we talked about it. Well, it would look like it was rigged.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I wasn't upset about it, but I was like, okay, I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
They lost their superstar, and now they're trying to get another one.
Well, let me tell you something that's even more mind-blowing. Was it rigged? 713-572-4610. Odds are 91% of you are going to say it was, and I won't necessarily disagree too much. This is the number that jumps out at me. I looked up what the chances were of the Mavericks getting the number one pick and the Spurs getting the number two pick.
Oh, well, when you take those odds, you multiply them, and it gets all right, I can't say that word, but really, really small.
0.609%. There was a 0.609% that the Mavericks would be one and the Spurs would be two. That is a worst case scenario for the Rockets in many ways. Actually, the NBA, if you're thinking that it was rigged or whatever. So I started looking up even more stuff, little nuggets. So you tell me if it was rigged based on these little things.
Okay.
These little pieces of information, Figgy. Things that have less than a 1% chance of happening. Flipping a coin and it coming up heads six times in a row.
Okay.
Becoming an NBA player.
Yes. Because there's the natural selection of just being really tall, and then you have to be good at this as well.
Yes. A 16 seed beating a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament.
Shout out to, what was it? Florida Gulf Coast did it? No, it was Baltimore County, one of those. I can't remember which one.
Hitting a green light on a street.
UMBC.
10 times in a row.
Yeah, okay.
A 1% chance of catching a foul ball at a Major League Baseball game.
Well, I mean, I know plenty of people who've done that.
Yeah, they had a less than 1% chance of doing it. Predicting the exact score of an NFL game.
I do that all the time. I don't know what you're talking
about. And this is my favorite. One deck, shuffled, and you pick back-to-back aces.
Okay. No, the odds are,
so
odds are very small.
Rigged?
I still, look, it's funny because we talked about this yesterday as well. The narratives are there for so many teams that no matter what happens, you can get yourself to that place, because we as humans want to have narratives that make sense, right? Yeah. And that logically fit with us. And so sometimes something happens that feels like it's out of the realm of normalcy, and we find a way to make it fit. And we could have done that with a lot of teams. It's just so uncomfortable that Nico Harrison gets the unreasonably good gift of doing something that's so stupid. And the benefit is, here you go, right? Here you go. Here is another star player, even though you squandered the first star player in order to trade for a star player, to be fair, in Anthony Davis, who, though, is always injured. Oh, interesting note about that, though, with the Dallas Mavericks. Per Ira Winderman of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, Miami would have had Dallas's lottery numbers if they hadn't come back from a 6-point deficit with 5 minutes left to beat the Hawks in overtime in that last play-in game.
Ooh.
So if they had just lost that game, we'd be talking about the Miami Heat getting Cooper Flagg. And this is where I will start my offensive. I don't know why I'm on this quixotic mission to civilize in fighting against the people who look at it as rigged, because, look, it's there. But Wouldn't it make sense if you're the NBA and trying to rig things to try and get some talent into the East? Like, the West is so chock full of talent.
Yeah.
So much so that you're having a lot of your star players that you'd be selling on not participating in this time of year where you really like want people to be front and center.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, right, it looks like you might have more talent moving from the East to the West, even just evidenced by Giannis Antetokounmpo is in this place where he's open to maybe moving away from the Milwaukee Bucks. And probably the two top looks are the Spurs and the Rockets, right? If you were to ask Brian Windhorst and other insiders, that'd be more talent moving to the West. Wouldn't you want some of these teams in the East, especially teams like the Washington Wizards or the Charlotte Hornets, even though we got to a certain point, I was like, I don't want none of these teams to be able to, like, they just don't handle this well. But still, like, wouldn't you want that to be the case?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You would think, but I think you could also make a very strong argument that the NBA cares more about the city and the organization and the storylines. City, organization, storylines. And we've all seen those Coinky dinks, you know, Derrick Rose going to Chicago.
What was that, 08?
Yeah, 08. 2011, Cavaliers after LeBron left.
Yeah.
They get it.
Get Kyrie.
Chris Paul leaves in 2012, New Orleans. Pelicans get it. Cavaliers get the number one pick again.
2012 was that Chris? Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah. They get it again in 2014 to bring Kevin Love back, to throw that bone of franchise. Mavericks, obviously, this year getting the number one pick.
He threw a bone of franchise.
Hey, the LeBron James said it flat out.
Yeah, when he was on McAfee.
Yeah, flat out said.
Yeah, it was. Just, I mean, it's like I was telling Reggie this earlier. Like with the LeBron going to Cleveland, that was like such a fairy tale type of story where you like, wow, like a guy from Northeast Ohio gets drafted number one overall by his, his hometown team. And it seemed like you got that all the time now. I don't know if it started
it's
there.
It's the storyline. Yeah, you can argue what you said, Reggie.
I know people say it with the Knicks and Patrick Ewing and all that stuff, but it seemed like it's all about a storyline now, man. Mm-hmm.
And again, I feel like we're always going to establish the storyline, but look, I don't understand the instances where the NBA doesn't help themselves. Not the NBA at large. In this instance, it's Maverick CEO Rick Welts. So he was asked during I quoted during the draft lottery saying this, quote, "I'm the only person who was in this room and the room 40 years ago. I was in charge of the NBA draft lottery 40 years ago when Patrick Ewing won. I've been doing conspiracy theory stories ever since. This is very surreal, personally." Close quote. Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Ah, that makes it better, huh?
Yeah.
And he's like, "I've been hearing this for a long time, ever since I was in the room when the Patrick Ewing, like the most notorious instance where everybody goes, nah, this is rigged.
I took the envelope out of the freezer."
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing, bro? Why would you? And again, this points back to the reason why I didn't want the Dallas Mavs to get this, although they're, you know, maybe they're Mavs fans that they went through some hardship for a few months. And maybe you look at that and you go, all right, their organization treating them so bad. Here you go as a gift. I know there's a lot of people around this city that are like, boo-hoo, I do not care. Yeah. But the organization continues to act like this. Like this quote is an embodiment of how that organization handles themselves. And now they get Cooper flag and that's frustrating. But can I circle back around to like actually the way that this operates? Because I did remember tell you that Utah was deeply unlucky in the draft lottery, and they were one of those teams that had...
They're awful.
And they fell out of the top four. But on top of this, I did want to talk a little bit about the Spurs at two, because I feel like one, obviously, is the big thing. Two is, I think people have kind of looked at it to some degree, but also, does this give them real leverage in Giannis negotiations now that they have the number two pick compared to the Rockets having the number 10 pick? Not saying that... I mean, it does feel like they're kind of head-to-head in the possibility of, you know, trying to petition for the services of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I don't know if it really, if that's something they really want to do.
Who, the Rockets or the Spurs?
With the number two pick. I mean, there's a lot of reason to believe that they, you know, they have a chance at number two to add a player, what's his name, Jordan from Rutgers, the big-time scorer.
Talking Dylan Harper?
Dylan Harper. I said okay. Jordan. Yeah, Dylan Harper. There's a chance that they might stay at number two. Now, it does give them more leverage. I mean, there's no question about that. So if they want to get there quicker rather than later, keep in mind, they also have the Hawks pick next year, and first round pick next year and the year after. So, you know, they might want to, you know, they've got some options in San Antonio for sure.
Yeah, because that was the thing ultimately with the question that we talked about. I know that we were talking about it end of the show with the drive when we were getting there. The idea of, hey, man, what happens if you do get Cooper Flagg? Do you trade that? I mean, a two pick, it's not Cooper Flagg, but it's still pretty high and it's very valuable in this particular draft, especially for a team that is looking to possibly rebuild in such a way with the Milwaukee Bucks, but not necessarily be bad because they don't have the benefit of their own picks.
Yeah,
I do wonder if, you know, this also puts, like, not just that you didn't get a high pick, you didn't get that Cooper Flagg situation, which of course was, you know, not a high opportunity, but also does this give them an opportunity to go, or does this push the Rockets in a place where you're a little bit more in a place to stand pat with what you have, or maybe put a little bit more into the pot in order to try and get Giannis if you wanted to.
Look, I think, and Raphael Stone said right after that they're, you know, pretty much what he told the assembled media here, you know, that they would have to be a high bar for them to make a deal. But I don't know about that. I think it kind of changes the equation a little bit at number 10.
I'm very intrigued by what this is. But, yeah, that was the draft. It seems like most people are in the boat of, nah, man, NBA is just the WWE. It's rigged or what have you. And it's funny to me because the NBA has gone to great lengths to try and make it apparent that they try. Yes.
Oh, the apparent. Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Because somebody mentioned this on the YouTube page, the idea of this is Ray. Haven't watched one of these in a while, but do they always pull the tennis balls off camera? That seems kind of sus. Yes, they do. But the thing about it is that they have independent media members in there and they record the entire thing that is then released after the selections, after the TV show. I watched the entirety of the drawing and it happened. Now, the one thing I can say that you can maybe say is, oh, this is, once those numbers come up, the numbers are associated with the team. And maybe you could say that they switched the numbers at the very end. But again, they have a number of people. I think it's like 8 to 10 people in there that are also auditing them as they do this with a third party company actually, you know, administering this. They go through to great lengths to make sure that there's the very clear appearance that, hey, we do this the right way. It's just funny to me that with all of that, you end up with the Dallas Mavericks selecting number one overall and everybody going, yeah, don't care. It's rigged.
Yeah. I mean, you got to make it look good.
Like, just look the last few years,
you gotta
though.
Make it look right.
Like, even with Wimby, man, you couldn't have painted a better picture than that. Like, somebody that wanted to go to the Spurs that from France you couldn't make
the
that
organization
up,
needed it, the storyline, etc.
Real quick before we go, does it matter to you at all that the two teams at the top are division rivals, quote unquote, as the division hasn't felt like it's mattered as much?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, I think, and we'll get into this maybe a little later, I think it kind of puts a little more pressure on the Rockets to do something.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. I find that to be an interesting perspective. We'll dig into that later on in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Tuesday. Coming up next, let's talk about the Texans. Could you make the argument that fixing things at the tight end position is a bigger deal than fixing things at the offensive line? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.